views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine. Join us as we dive into the normal and the paranormal to break through the darkness and to help you realize how karma, spiritual law, and psychic ability all combine to open the doors of understanding. This is the place where we build the karmic connections between science, psychology, and spirituality. But can we change our karmic path? Can we help someone else's karma? Stay tuned and join us for an opportunity to look at life and spirituality from a down-to-earth, no-nonsense, practical perspective. The Karmic Path Radio Show with Laura and Tina, Better Karma for Better Living, starts now.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Tina Irwin, and I'm here with my co-host, Laura Van Tine. And we would like to talk to you this week about premonitions. But first, we want to remind everyone that our passion is helping the dead, which ultimately is why, in our heart of hearts, we are ghost helpers, not ghost hunters. Our karmic path is helping the dead and understanding the paranormal. Thank you for sharing the journey of understanding the mysterious marriage of the normal and the paranormal. Okay, our topic this week is premonitions.
We talked about premonitions last week also. So if you haven't heard that show, you can go to thekarmicpath.com and find it, or on the Facebook Live page and the Karmic Path Facebook page, and find the first one there. But you don't have to listen to the first one to understand today's show, because it's more information.
We had so much information last week that we decided to extend it a week, because it's an enormous topic that affects an enormous, you know, large group of the population. Whether you think you're psychic or not, one of the things we talked about last week was string theory and premonitions.
And with string, the idea of string theory and premonitions is that we are all connected. We all have these Akka cords, which emanate from our solar plexus, which is right here. And that wasn't very nice of me to say for those people not watching, but just listening.
Okay, so your solar plexus is right below your breastbone, about 4 inches above your belly button. That is your solar plexus.
Yes.
And that's where you connect to people. When it comes to telepathy, that's where you feel things. People think it's in their heart or their head. It's not. It's in your solar plexus.
When somebody dies or something traumatic happens to you, and something, there's a sever, and you feel that nauseated feeling, it's because that Akka cord all of a sudden became disconnected, and it just comes reeling back at you, and it leaves us feeling nauseated. So this, again, it's an example of an Akka cord and what they can do. But if we think about string theory and Akka cords, we're all connected.
Akka, if you think of the word Akashic record, AKA is the beginning of your Akashic record, on a very literal level, because we're connected to every place we've ever been, everything we've ever touched, every person we have ever met. And so the world is woven from billions of lives and all of these connections that we have with everyone. And all of our connections are constantly crisscrossing each other, which is why what we call a premonition is simply maybe some lines crossing on the web of our connections.
And last week we discussed, there's a lot of different ways that premonitions can present themselves. And Tina talked about, she had a series of premonitions that happened when she was sleeping.
Right. And premonitions, a lot of people have premonitions that happen when you're sleeping. And you get a bigger clue that it's a premonition if you have a recurring dream, but every night you get a bigger piece and a bigger piece and a bigger piece of the puzzle. And I have a massive story about that in Ghost Stories from the Ghost Point of View, Volume 3, that happened to me personally. And it had a very interesting ending. And I think that that's an example of that. But there are other ways you can experience a premonition.
And sometimes the premonition can happen in an instant, like I talked about with my dad. I hadn't seen him for a long time and I saw him. And all of a sudden, this flash comes above me that he's going to die soon. And there was really nothing I could do about it, but I knew that this was happening. Or you can be awake, like what happened with one of my daughters. She's awake and she's watching this video in her head of this horrible thing happening at what she thought was her school. But it turns out it was actually the Sandy Hook massacre, which was 3,000 miles away.
And we have, many of you may know that we do actually quite a bit of research before every show.
We do? No, I'm kidding.
I do a lot of research.
I know.
Before every show. You do social media.
I do. Yeah.
That's why it's a partnership. And we found some very interesting things, which we're going to get into a little bit later. But we had someone who sent us a very interesting question.
Had a really good question. This is Tiffany from Georgia. And she said, I will be standing in a situation and sometimes in my dreams, something bad happens. And I'm standing there waiting for something bad to happen. And it usually doesn't, thank goodness. But everything else is to a T as to exactly what happened. And so she says, I'm thinking in my mind that maybe a situation changed the outcome and I had what I had dreamt was going to happen because of a choice somebody made, that bad thing didn't happen. And she's, what is this about, is what she asked us.
And I think that's a hard question to answer because we have people who do experience that. They think something's going to happen or they see it in a waking thing. It's sort of what deja vu is. It's like, I've been here before, but it didn't end this way. But you never know. As we talked about with string theory, we're looking at our version of paranormal string theory. If there's a physicist out there, he's rolling his eyes, I'm sure, or she is. But everything has to relate to everything else. And that's really sort of the ground floor of string theory. And when we are connected with so many things, it could be that you're intercepting another person's thoughts, and maybe their thoughts are something negative, and that's what you're feeling. But when you're there, you're personally, and maybe other people around you are projecting something really positive, and it shifts the situation just enough that nothing bad happens. That can occur.
And it also may give you time, a little bit of time to think something through, because it could be kind of a warning, right? It could be a warning to you to kind of look out for something. And because you're on high alert, maybe you're a little more cautious, or maybe, you know, you move to the right a little bit or something. It could be anything. So it's just, those are some theories, and I think they're very good theories.
And we're calling them theories because there's nothing hard and fast about this discussion. It's a very fluid set of concepts. So let's keep going and look at who can have a premonition.
Yeah, and who can have them? And if you have a premonition, do you have them all the time? Well, the truth is that anybody can have a premonition at any point in time. And it can manifest itself in several different ways. You could be awake, you could be asleep, it could be, you know, getting hit over the head with a cosmic 2x4. It could be all kinds of things. And it can happen once in your life or 1,000 times in your life.
It can happen at any age. A small child can have a premonition and see something coming. And again, we're going to have some fascinating examples of that are historically documented and for which parents had no explanation. And sometimes there's a voice warning you. And sometimes the voice warns you moments before a catastrophe. Quick example, when we were living in Charleston, you know, centuries ago.
In my previous lifetime,
I had to go back to work at night. And I got on 26 South and I immediately got in the far left lane. And this voice in my head said, move right 2 lanes now. So I couldn't able officer take direction. I moved right 2 lanes. And as I glanced, as I was moving in the dusk light, I could see 4 railroad ties in the left 2 lanes. I moved to the far right lane and I was fine. I had no way of warning anyone. And this was, I know it was the dark ages before cell phones. And it was an astounding situation, but it's as if someone told me the future and I was able to respond very quickly. And I think that happens to all kinds of people. I think I'm not unusual.
It does. And it could be that little voice or it could be a big booming voice, right? And it can be, you know, a vision that you've had and
it can make you sick. So you're about to do something, so you don't do it. A very interesting example was Elizabeth Taylor was supposed to get on an airplane with her husband, Michael Wilding, was her first husband. And she oddly developed the flu and had to cancel her trip with him. And his plane crashed and he died. Everybody on that plane died. And I've heard this over and over. I got sick, so I couldn't go there. Or I was sick that day and this terrible thing happened. You weren't supposed to be there.
Right.
It's what happens.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking about, I want to talk about a vision that I had had while I was actually in a movie theater, because it was fascinating and kind of frightening at the same time. But you are listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. And if you get a minute, check out theoillounge.com. And with that, we'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. And Laura has a very interesting story that happened to her in the movies.
So Okay, I have three girls, and when they were little, I spent my fair share of time of watching princess movies, etc. And we're in the movie theater, and we're watching, I'm going to say Cinderella, because I really don't remember. But I'm seated in the chair, and all of a sudden, I can't figure out what my reality is. I know I'm in the movie theater, but all of a sudden, I am somewhere, and I'm covered in concrete rubble, and I am trying to help people out of all of this concrete rubble. And I'm like hyperventilating. I'm like claustrophobic. I'm like in a just a huge, you know, sweat over this. And I just can't figure this out. And it, what seemed like forever was probably just a moment or two. But what ended up happening was there was a massive earthquake in Indonesia. And there's all of these bodies that were buried in all of this rubble. And I really do think that somehow or another, my subconscious self or part of me was in there helping the future dead, because they weren't dead yet.
The earthquake hadn't happened.
The earthquake hadn't happened. And I don't know when it happened versus when my experience happened. But that next day, there was a massive earthquake, or sometime in the middle of the night. So I don't know what that was about exactly, but it was terrifying also. And I feel like I was helping people cross over at that point in time, getting them ready to. I have no idea.
Well, you were being helpful. That's
got
wonderful.
Any theories on that?
That actually happened to me and that is detailed in Ghost Stories from the Ghost Point of View, Volume 3. Very similar thing happened to me. So I'm not going to give that story away.
Well, what's the story?
I'm not going to tell you.
The name of the story.
A Rainy Night of Tears. Okay. Rainy Night of Tears. Not going to want to miss that one. To make a movie out of that.
Yeah, you could.
I think that there are times when we are being very helpful on multiple levels and we can see something that hits us. And that's what I mean. It hit you in the movies. And in this particular story, it hit me while I was driving, which is very uncomfortable, let me assure you. And it puts you in a position where what you're seeing is so astounding, you don't quite know what to do with it. And what you don't know is whether or not it's happening in real time or future time.
Right.
That's what makes this exceptionally hard.
And there are many different types of premonitions. And one of them is the kind that can warn you about something, or the warning doesn't always have to be a negative thing also.
Well, maybe a warning implies that something bad will happen, but it can also be advising you that even though you're worried right now, something positive is coming. And I remember being in high school, you know, being very disappointed at the dating possibilities of high school.
And no one's ever felt that before.
Can't imagine that. And
did
I was
go to an all-girls school?
No.
Oh.
And I had a dream right before I graduated from high school, and it showed me in Europe, and I was married, and I was walking with this tall guy, and we were window shopping in Europe, which I spent many a happy hour doing, with a tall guy who turned out to be my husband. And basically what they said is, be patient. There's a guy for you, but it's just, you're just not there yet. So just be patient. And it's like, okay, so I've been patient through high school, and I had to be patient all the way through college too.
And that is somebody, or somehow you're being set up for a future for you. And it's just letting you know that it's going to be okay. But sometimes also those premonitions can warn you of something. And that something can be a catastrophe or something that may be able to be averted or not.
Yeah. Just because you see something doesn't mean you can stop it. And sometimes you have a bad feeling about something, and the people who listen to the feeling, I have two stories about that, quick ones. One was my husband and I were friends with a submarine captain who told me that he knew that his submarine was going to have an accident. He knew it. He knew it was coming. He could see the dominoes beginning to fall. He did everything in his power to stop it, but he knew it was coming. And yeah, I'm not doing well with my microphone today.
I know.
And because of that, when they did in fact have an, you know, they what actually happened, I think, is still classified, but they did have an accident, and he had documented all of his concerns, but it still didn't save his career. It was very frustrating for him. He knew it was coming and there wasn't anything he could do to stop it. And then my husband told me the story of a friend of his who was his counterpart, because when you're captain of an oil rig, the captains are only, you're on for 30 days and you're off for 30 days, roughly that cycle. And the captain who relieved him said that he was leaving that current rig several years ago and flying back to Scotland, and he was going through Paris. So he had a ticket on a plane from Rio to Paris, and he's about to get on the plane and he's walking toward the ticket agent. He's getting sicker and sicker, and this feeling of absolute dread overtakes him. And he turns around and walks out of the airport. So when that Air France flight plummeted into the Atlantic Ocean and disappeared off radar, he was not on that plane. I cannot even imagine what his family must have thought.
It becomes the question of why was he warned, right? And nobody else was.
That's right.
What is it he needs to do in his life that may be so significant, not on a global scale, but maybe on a personal scale or a family scale or something?
You just never know.
You don't know. So he obviously had something to finish or something to do.
Which is an important point to bring up.
Don't get me wrong. We all do, or we all think we do. But for this guy, why did he get that memo?
We don't know. All he knows is that he says, you know, I never believed in metaphysical or spiritual stuff until somebody protected me and I wasn't on that Air France flight.
And your husband had to actually stay on his oil rig longer, correct? Because there was no replacement right away.
No, he wasn't on it.
Oh, he wasn't
because
that
Air France went down before 2010.
Okay.
This was a different, you know, counterpart captain. He was just relating that he believes in, it made him a believer in the spiritual world, the world he couldn't quantify because it had saved his life. And he struggled with, why was I saved and they were not? And sometimes when it's a group karma thing.
Yeah. And it's that guilt factor. And I know I went through that with my daughter when she had all these premonitions about the Sandy Hook massacre. When it happened, there's a sense of relief, but then there's this overwhelming guilt that just kind of comes over. Like I could
have. It was a sense of relief that it wasn't your daughter's school.
Oh yeah, because I didn't know what was happening. You know, and if you didn't hear, listen last week, for a full week before the Sandy Hook massacre, my daughter would come to me and say, you know, this man's going to kill these little kids. He's going to come to the school. He's going to shoot the school up. And at the end of the week, at the end of 5 days, I literally had the playbook of the Sandy Hook massacre. Now, she's never had another premonition about any other massacre or any other shooting like that.
Well, in our research that I do every week.
What? You don't listen to spirit, which is why I was laughing earlier. I'm thinking, does she just listen to, you know, people saying, you get your information from spirit?
I don't get my information from spirit. I get it from a variety of places because I'm always studying. And in one of the bits and pieces of information that I discovered, there's the story of a little boy named Logan Dreyer who attended Sandy Hook Elementary. And up until 2 weeks before the shooting, he was fine. But all of a sudden, 2 weeks before the shooting, he started telling his mother that something was going to happen. So you want to take it from here?
So it ended up that this kid, and, you know, in Tina's research that was not conducted by spirit, but by Tina, she finds this story, which I find absolutely fascinating. So the mom took the kid to the doctor who, because he's like having panic attacks and he's screaming, it's not a safe place. I'm scared. I want to go home, when he's at school. And this went on for about two weeks. And then what ended up happening is right before the shooting, the mom pulls the kid out of this school and sends him to another school. So my question is, and this is a theoretical question, did somehow my daughter hear this kid's psychic screams in the ether? And because they were about the same age, was she in resonance with him? Is this string theory in action?
I believe it is string theory in action. I absolutely believe, because they were roughly the same age in 2012, because it happened in December of 2012. And the mother believes that her son's vivid premonitions literally saved his life. The problem was he couldn't tell her an exact date in time and space when it was going to happen. And the irony is she pulled him out of school, put him in a different school, and that all stopped. And I mean, they believed that he'd inherited his psychic ability from his grandmother. And that's why his mother did not put him on drugs. She believed him.
And sometimes, or a lot of times, psychic abilities run in families.
They can run in families.
They can absolutely run in families. And so the mom had enough experience with this grandma to understand that maybe there was something to this.
And the other thing that I find very poignant is that she believed her son.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know whether to say something to all of the other parents, to tell the principal. She tried to talk to the principal. Actually, she did. She went to the school and she did tell the school about her son's premonition. And the school says, well, how would we know in time and space? When is this going to happen?
Right. And I didn't know where this was going to happen with my daughter. My gut feeling told me it wasn't her school, but I didn't know for sure. But again, I didn't know if it was going to be a school, if this was just, you know, you don't know what you don't know, unfortunately, until it happens.
There is a very interesting case of, I want to move ahead here in our research that I thought was really interesting. Many people have had premonitions of an airline crash. And in May of 1979, a man named David Booth had this premonition that there was going to be a terrible crash. And on May 25th, 1979, it was the day when an American Airlines Flight 191 crashed minutes after takeoff from O'Hare Airport. And one of the engines flew away and the pilot had no control of the plane and everyone died. And but David Booth was an office manager in Cincinnati, not necessarily near O'Hare. And for 10 nights in a row in 1979, he had the same nightmare. On each occasion, he saw a plane veer off the runway before flipping over and bursting into flames. He did something very interesting. He told the Federal Aviation Administration about the dreams, and he didn't expect them to take him seriously. In this case, they did. And to his surprise, they listened and they concluded that it was either a DC-10 or a 727. He told them that it was American Airlines. And usually you don't get that level of details. And the company, the FAA, went to American Airlines and they felt that there was nothing they could do because he couldn't tell them what day, what flight, which airplane. And Booth had his last nightmare on the night of May 24th. And little did he know the disaster was just right around the corner. When news broke of the crash, Booth was in front of his television, unable to believe his eyes because his nightmare came true. And then, of course, everybody investigated Booth because they didn't understand how he knew it was coming.
Right.
While he wasn't a suspect, they were very, very intrigued about how he was able to know about something like this. And what they found out was that there had been someone in the airlines who was cutting corners on safety, and that's what caused the crash. And apparently, Booth was not the only person who had a premonition about that disaster. Actress Lindsay Wagner, who in the late 70s was the Bionic Woman, was supposed to board Flight 925 on May 25th. According to Wagner, she suddenly fell ill while waiting for the plane. And the closer it got to boarding time, the sicker she got. Rather than getting sick on the flight, she went home. As soon as she left the airport, she was fine.
She was fine. Yeah.
Not her day.
No, again, it's not our, so, you know, it's just sometimes it's not our day. And all of the holy texts throughout the world have prophecies in them.
They talk, reference to them.
Reference to prophecies, premonitions. So if they don't exist, why would these holy texts have them is another question.
I think because since time began, people have had them because we are all connected in some way, shape, or form. And people think psychic stuff is airy-fairy, but I think when we start to marry it with physics, the physics of metaphysics, just because we don't understand it today doesn't mean we wouldn't understand it. And until they started talking about string theory, which when you're talking true physics, it's if something happens here at this point in this galaxy, in this universe, and it can echo and you have a companion piece far in the galaxy, this will echo at the same time this will, because there is an unseen connection. There's no physical string. There is what we would call an etheric string that connects them. And we believe that also connects people. And when you're in resonance with a certain frequency of people, then you may find that you know something or feel something about another person.
Have you ever been thinking about somebody and all of a sudden they call you on the phone or they send you a text? It's like, oh, I was just thinking about you. Why is that? And it's a resonance issue. And it's, you know, you're on the same wavelength, or you're, you know, birds of a feather flock together, that kind of thing.
Okay. So let's look at some other historical records.
Well, Lincoln's a good one, right?
Lincoln is, I mean, this is so well known. I'm sure many people have heard of this one.
Lincoln's wife liked to hire psychics or liked to consult with psychics. And there was a premonition about his death at a theater. And even Lincoln felt that he was going to die at a theater. So why did Lincoln still go?
I think he was just tired.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Tired of the Civil War.
We're thinking the same thing.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, was Lincoln's job done? Once the country was finally united, was his job done? Did he, I mean, was that the time that he was supposed to exit the world stage he lived on? I don't know.
I don't know. And the interesting thing is, let's look at John F. Kennedy. And Jean Dixon was a very well-known psychic who warned Jack Kennedy repeatedly not to go to Dallas. She said something terrible is going to happen in Dallas. And according to the research I did, you're reading. According to this,
you didn't listen to Spirit.
Not listen to Spirit. Just as Lincoln foresaw his own death, Jack Kennedy foresaw his death. And he had a premonition of his death a few hours before he was assassinated. He told his wife, Jackie, and his personal advisor, Kenny O'Donnell, if somebody wants to shoot me from a window with a rifle, nobody can stop it. Don't worry. So why worry about it? That was just a little bit too unnerving. Psychic Lydia Jean Dixon advised him that she foresaw his assassination as he traveled through the South. He received a warning from his secretary, Evelyn Lincoln, what an unusual name, that his trip to Dallas could have tragic consequences, and she begged him not to go. Was it Kennedy's time to exit the world stage? Was the karmic clock going tick, 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 game over? Sometimes you really, really have to wonder. But one of the most fascinating historical records has to do with the Titanic.
And that, there are so many people that had premonitions about this boat, this super boat that was unsinkable, right? And in Morgan Robertson's book, The Futility, there's an unsinkable mega ship called the Titan. And in this novel, the Titan collides with an iceberg in April. And 14 years later, this book comes to fruition in reality.
Because the reason it sank was because it hit an iceberg and there weren't enough lifeboats on board. Almost as if he could see precisely what was going to happen, and it unnerved him. When the Titanic was leaving port, that first time on its maiden voyage, there are several accounts of people who stood on the cliffs of Dover and were watching it as it went by, and several people were noted as saying and started screaming and crying, oh my gosh, we're never going to see it again. It's going to sink. It's sinking. Oh my gosh, it's going to sink. It's a little late.
I know that in my hometown of Dowagiac, there was a couple of families, I believe, that had gone on that Titanic. And one of them, somebody ended up, I don't know the story exactly, but somebody had decided not to go because they felt it was going to sink. So even, you know, these premonitions can happen throughout many different people about the same event.
Well, Anne Ward was a member of this very wealthy family who purchased the most expensive suite on Titanic. She refused to board the ship because she had this massive premonition it was going to sink and on its maiden voyage. So she was not on board. And several people who did have premonitions boarded it anyway. And so some people knew in their mind that it was going to happen, boarded it anyway. Some people believed themselves and didn't get on board. Well, interesting.
This comes down to listening to our intuition. The more we can hone our intuition, the more we learn to listen and take cues, the safer we can be. So our intuition, when people talk about psychic ability, how do I develop my psychic abilities and I'm not psychic or this or that? Well, we all are psychic. The issue becomes, what are we psychic about and to what degree? No two psychics have the same abilities to the same degree, but those psychics or those with psychic ability who learn to hone their intuition keeps them in a much safer space. Because our intuition is designed to keep us safe. When we learn to trust it, that's when the magic happens.
And I have to say, I certainly saw that in the military. And I know many, many people, especially if you're on this in submarines, you just not like you have portholes and you can see where you're going in the dark darkness of the deep. You're in a pretty sealed ship. You had better feel the ship, feel the crew. If something feels off, pay attention. Listen, I know there are a lot of people who are alive today because they paid attention to that. Let's move on.
Well, before we move on, yes. If you are interested in learning how to hone your intuition, learning how to grow that skill set, that ability, and it's not a gift, by the way, because you earn it, you learn it, and you earn it. If you go to thekarmicpath.com, you can go ahead and take the Secret Science Behind Intuition online class for free. It's totally free because it is a huge public service and it's jam-packed full of information. And I'm saying this because a lot of times you take these online classes or webinars and you're like, I'm so bored, blah, blah, while they're yammering away. This is full of information. And you can play it over and over again, and you can take notes and you can download the PDFs. It's free. You have nothing to lose other than maybe getting some ideas about how to increase your intuition.
Well, that's nothing to lose. You have everything to gain.
Everything to gain.
Yes. Let's just slightly edit what you said. Let's move on to the World Trade Center. In 1993, terrorists put a truck bomb at the base of the World Trade Center. Six people died in the attack. Earlier on that morning, Wall Street executive Barrett Naylor had a very odd sensation as he got off the train to go to the World Trade Center. Something inside him told him not to go there that day. He turned around and walked out. He went home. This feeling was so strong. He's a Wall Street executive. Why would you think he's psychic? But he had enough confidence in
himself. I would want my Wall Street guy to be pretty darn psychic.
Okay, so it's September 11th, 2001, and he's walking toward the World Trade Center and the very same feeling hits him. And yet again, he turns around and goes home. And as he gets home, he sees the World Trade Center towers collapsing. And basically, his life was saved twice by those premonitions. His sadness is that he regrets not being able to warn other people. It's a question, would people have listened?
Right. Would they have listened? Would they have thought he was crazy or a crackpot or something? And that's what makes this difficult.
And a lot of people say, well, you know, he used his psychic gifts. We've never been a fan of the word psychic gift because you didn't have a choice. It came to him out of nowhere. And he karmically earned the moment. Now, somebody's going to say, are you saying all the people who died didn't karmically earn the moment? I'm saying there's a group karma in any catastrophe, in any tragedy. We don't understand what the karma could be. In that moment, that wasn't his day. It doesn't mean something else couldn't happen that moment, it wasn't his time. And as you hone your ability, you become more knowledgeable about it. You begin to understand some of the science behind it, which is why we're always saying study, which is why
and we're I do writing study. All these Even courses. Though you do the research, we do both study.
We do both. We do both studies.
I don't just listen to spirit, okay?
Well, I mean, that's what a partnership is. Yes. You divide up the tasks. So the problem is it's very difficult to explain this to other people. Let's go.
Well,
to
let's, before we do that, I think we need to take a break.
Okay.
We kind of blew through that last break. So thank you, Kat, for being patient with us. You are listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. Check out The Secret Science Behind Intuition. You can find that at thekarmicpath.com. It's a free 1-hour online course, and it's full of information on how to develop and hone your intuition and what that looks like. And while you're at it and you're online checking that out, go check out theoillounge.com. And with that, you are listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. We will be right back.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path. You're listening to us on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're talking about premonitions, what causes them, what they may look like, some experiences we've had, and the history of premonitions.
Okay, you're handing this off to me. Going somewhere with that?
No, I just thought I'd leave you hanging. That's okay. That's what a good partner does. They have the other one hanging.
If you have a premonition, tell somebody about it.
Within reason,
within
right?
Within reason, unless it's wise. About that person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wisdom is always appropriate and always advisable. Have a journal and make notes.
And what brought this whole thing up was a few weeks ago, I was talking to a friend who had a premonition that a relative was going to die. And she's like, should I tell them? And it's like, then they're going to be paranoid, right? And could that paranoia make them have a different decision? Have the different decision so that they may make a mistake and have an accident and die or something like that. So we talk about having a conversation and kind of checking things out.
In other words, how have you been feeling lately? I mean, is everything, as I mentioned in the previous week, I had a really bad premonition about one of my brothers. And I finally got up the nerve to call him and say, how are you feeling? And he said, man, I have a feeling something terrible is coming. Well, he just blew the door wide open that enabled me to kind of tiptoe and say, well, you know, I'm getting these odd feelings too. Let's look at all the clues. What are you feeling? And we put the clues and the pieces together, and we were able to figure out what it was. And once we solved it, all my dreams stopped and all his feelings, it's like someone turned a switch. And it was really...
What were some of those clues that you guys had come up with, just so somebody who's listening can understand what a clue may look like about a possible premonition?
My premonition, I got another piece of the puzzle each night. I could see that he was in an accident, that he was distracted, that he was intellectually and emotionally fogged, and that I could see us at his funeral. And I became more and more alarmed. And finally, I bucked up my courage and I called him. I said, are you doing okay? I just have this weird feeling. Are you all right? And he said, no, I'm not. I'm not right. Okay. I'm having this weird feeling too. So to make a long story short, he had visited someone in the hospital. That person died and was actually haunting him, which created his fogged feeling. My other brother and I were able to cross over that soul. And once we did that, my premonition stopped and my other brother began to feel just fine.
Well, and this is a really good point. It's kind of a little segue, but when you are haunted, you have a ghost.
You have dead energy.
You have dead energy with you. It can fog you. It can make you not think as clearly. And it's really important, no matter who that ghost is, who that soul is, that you cross them over. Every soul needs to go home. And when we do this, we're actually raising our own vibration, because a ghost is a very low vibration. And if you understand how addition and subtraction works in math, you're going to understand that the higher you raise your vibration, the less interference you have, the less things go wrong, the less things that break. So by crossing him over, it stopped. And he didn't know he was haunted.
He didn't know what that felt like. And by piecing it together we figured it out. Now
interrupt for a moment. And if you have a feeling that you're fogged, you can't think clearly, you've got a lot of anxiety, if you go to the Karmic Path website, there is the crossing over prayer, and we have testimonials, thousands of them from all over the world. We just redid it a couple months ago. Play that prayer and direct any soul that may be with you to cross over right now and see if that doesn't shift things for you.
If you have a premonition that someone has a terrible illness, and Laura talked about that with her dad last week, she blurted it out. She wishes she'd handled it slightly differently, but she was really shocked because it hit her really hard. So in retrospect, suppose if you happen to look at someone and you go, oh my gosh, you know,
they're going to die.
You don't necessarily want to say, oh my gosh, you look like death warmed over. But you want to say, you know, that is a nagging feeling. Maybe you should visit a doctor. You know, that backache, not sure what that is. You might want to get that checked out. And they may also say, well, you know, it's the funniest thing. My dog keeps barking at me and nudging my back or something. Or
that's a clue, right?
Animals are very psychic. And cancer has a smell that a dog can pick up. And it has a frequency that can truly bother a dog or animals or something like that. And begin to look around for the clues and be circumspect in how you share it with something and how you share the information with another person, because you don't necessarily want to harm them and, you know, do the best you can with it. And I think that more of us have premonitions than we have ever thought.
Do you think that sometimes people are having a premonition, but they don't fully understand it's a premonition?
I think that that's absolutely true. You have to remember that it's as if things are also accelerating. And sometimes this has happened to me. Maybe it's happened to some of our listeners. You can have a premonition about something coming, but because things are moving and changing so fast, what you see today may not be there tomorrow. The time, not to sound like Star Trek, but the time-space continuum is continually changing.
And we talked about this last week, is that sometimes there are futures are generally fluid, meaning they can change, but sometimes there's an anchor point that things can't change. They are set in stone, so to speak.
And I think that's true for some enormous historical events. And in those cases, you have situations where the event is so tremendous that it echoes back and forth. It echoes forward in time and backward in time. And if when it's echoing backward in time, people feel it before it supposedly happened. If Einstein is correct and all time exists at the same time, then if you can wrap your brain around this, that begins to make sense. Kennedy's assassination was in Lincoln, two major events in American history, until somebody rewrites it, two major events in American history that had massive global impact. Impact. It's unfortunate that Lincoln didn't live through Reconstruction.
Right.
Reconstruction might have been handled much better than his unfortunate vice president, Andrew Johnson, who was very inept and an alcoholic.
And, you know, that's the science behind it. And the spiritual aspect behind it is that we all have psychic ability. The issue becomes we all have psychic ability in different areas to different degrees, which makes it hard to quantify. And it makes, when something's not tangible, it just makes it hard to measure.
It makes it very difficult to measure. That doesn't mean that what you feel isn't real. And maybe nothing happens. I remember I was living in California, but my family was in California. But I was having, my job wouldn't let me go yet. So I was commuting on weekends to the East Coast. It was very difficult.
That was fun.
That was just a lot of time on airplanes. And my husband, we're driving to the airport, and he says, "What time's your plane leave?" And I went, 5 minutes ago. And not very naval officer like of me. And I said, "I'm not supposed to be on that airplane." And I wasn't supposed to be on that airplane. It didn't crash. Nothing bad happened to it. It's just that the airplane I was supposed to be on got me there an hour earlier, and I met someone that I needed to meet. So you don't always know why something happens. If you follow your instinct, if you listen carefully, it may have a very unusual result.
You know, recently one of my daughters, she came home to visit, and then when she was getting ready to leave, she told me this after the fact. She goes, "I was so full of anxiety. I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to go. And I didn't know why. And it turns out that her car died on the freeway." So she was listening to something, but she just didn't know what it was.
Yeah, that wasn't helpful.
No, but it did put her on high alert for mechanical issues with her car. So she was able to pull over safely, and it kept her in the slow lane so she could exit quickly.
Okay, so
on the
she
whole.
Did pay attention. Yeah.
So anyways, but before we go, I do want to put a little plug out there. We are super duper excited that we finally have Soul Evolution, Past Lives, and Karmic Ties available as an audiobook. And if you have an audiobook subscription or you get audiobooks or listen to them, we would be so thrilled if you would check this book out. It's been a work in progress for a while, and it was just such a happy day when it got released.
Well, I have to tell you, talk about research. Laura gets 100% of the credit for making that happen. She took 18 months of hard work to research how to make this audiobook.
So, thank you, because we don't have a fancy Hollywood studio. and fancy directors and all this and that.
What? Don't destroy the illusion.
We do have fancy Kat, though. We love Kat. So check out, please, Soul Evolution, Past Lives, and Karmic Ties.
And if you're thinking of getting an ACX subscription, we're in the process of recording the ghost books. And we've got the first book completely recorded. Now we're in editing. So getting that ACX subscription could put you in a great place because all of our books will basically be audiobooks coming up real soon.
We are super excited about that. So we want to thank the Oil Lounge for sponsoring the show and Kat for producing us. We are very, very grateful to you and Transformation Talk Radio. And before we go, next week, we've got some really exciting news that we're going to be sharing with you. And with that, you're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio.
And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for spending time with us on The Karmic Path Radio Show. Listen live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time as we explore the fascinating elements of karma and how to make those critical connections between spirituality, science, and psychology. Both of us are seasoned psychics living ordinary lives in public education and the military. Tina and I both have a deep-rooted dedication to learning how the unseen world works and to share this knowledge. Learn how to create a heightened sense of understanding and karmic awareness for greater personal balance with The Karmic Path. For more information, visit thekarmicpath.com.